Welcome back into the show. And I have a suggestion, because I know the game tonight, CSU-CU, is on ESPN2, but you can watch it. That's fine. But turn it down, mute it, and then find Mr. Mark Johnson's broadcast. Crank that thing up to like level 10, and away we go. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Mark, my friend, how are you?
You have never spoken more true words. You just did right there. And by the way, I tell people how to do it. It's real simple, right?
Mm-hmm.
You dial us up on the Varsity Network app.
Okay.
Go to the App Store, Varsity Network app. That's an app from through Learfield. You dial us up there. You listen there. Now, that's always going to be significantly behind your television by, let's say, 15, 20 seconds. And then all you do, you count off, okay, how far is that bucket behind what MJ said? Oh, it's 22 seconds. And then you pause your DVR for 22 seconds. You're synced up.
Done. And you've got it perfectly. And Mark is singing along through that game,
yeah.
And it should be interesting. Okay, so the fact, Mark, that it's going to be on ESPN2, does that mean, are we going to see Coach Prime in attendance tonight? What do we know, Mark? What do you know? And when did you know it?
I'm not sure. But I wouldn't be surprised. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. I read you loud and clear.
It sets up way too perfect. I mean, think about it. I know he was coming back on Friday anyway, right?
Yeah.
So he's going to be back in town on Friday. They got a big recruiting weekend coming up. And so are you kidding me with a rivalry game like that, Colorado State, and Coach Prime's never been introduced to the Buff faithful, if you will, firsthand? I mean, that just seems too perfect, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I mean, I kind of forgot throughout the week that it was on ESPN2, and I'm like, oh, yeah, he's he'll be there somewhere. Does that mean, okay, now it's just an if, Mark, if he's there, is he going to make his way up to where you are at the scores table? Are we going to get him on at some point in the broadcast?
That's a good question, and I have put the theoretical request in that if Coach Prime is there, could he possibly come by and say hi real quick?
Yes.
So we'll see.
All right. Well, either, you know what? I'm excited about Coach Prime, but we don't need Coach Prime to make the Mark Johnson broadcast shine, man. We don't need him necessarily for that. But this game, I mean, it's with even without Coach Prime, this game is interesting. Both teams are good. I think CU at their best is really good, but they've had some confusion going on. And the Rams are pretty good, but they lose to our UNC Bears here in Greeley on Saturday.
So By the way, was there any truth that simply because you were doing the analyst work in that broadcast, that's why the Bears won?
Yeah, that is the rumor that I have heard all over the country, Mark. And I'm here to tell you that, yes, I believe so 100%.
Not easy for you to carry that kind of burden in life.
It's not. And now I'm like, you know, I got Bears parents calling me all the time saying, can you make it to the next game, Brady? We really need you to win this thing. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. We'll see what the schedule looks like.
Well, I know it's not Shem, because Shem and I have done many baseball games together over the years, and there was a lot of losses when we were doing those baseball games, so it's got to be you then.
I think so. And I think even Jerry felt that way, too. He's like, man, you're the good luck charm here.
I can see it.
So I don't know, Mark. We'll see, but I do it. What is it Spider-Man says? With great power comes great responsibility.
There you go,
I do feel that burden now. But this game tonight. So the Rams are coming in. Are they four point dogs in this game tonight? But you know, Tanner was just over there asking me. He's like, "What do you think about this?" When I said, "If you get the CU team that beat Tennessee and Texas A&M, I could see a blowout happening by the Buffs." But it just depends on what version of Colorado we see tonight.
Yeah, I think that's true in many respects, and regardless of who the opponent is, that's true with Colorado. You know, the Buffaloes have been up and down. You know, but it's interesting to show you the depth of the schedule that they have played this season. You know, here they're sitting at 4-5, so they got a losing record at this point in time. Worst 9-game stretch, by the way, in Tad Boyle's career to start a season, I should say. And yet their net number is still number 71 of the country. CSU's, by the way, by comparison, is 94. So the schedule they've played has been very impressive. It just hadn't got the outcomes that Colorado would have hoped for. But, that's the big question about Colorado. Which team's going to show up tonight? And if it's a good Colorado team, which I think is coming. Tad Boyle, we've learned about him over the course of 12-plus seasons, is a very good coach. And generally speaking, his teams have always gotten better and better and better as time has gone on throughout the course of a year. And what we saw, even though it was a loss at Washington, it ended up being a 10-point loss. It was closer than that. But even in that loss, I saw some things I think are positive signs for Colorado. So I would be shocked if the Buffs don't play well tonight.
Yeah, well, they're going to be up for this game. Maybe without even the hoopla that's been going on, they're going to be up for this game. They want to win this game. Both teams certainly do. But with basketball, you know, I mean, football's just a different feel. With basketball, we know both of these teams are capable of doing some good things, which I think makes it more interesting, which is why it's probably on ESPN2 tonight. But yeah, that's what's great for the state, is these two teams shining. And I'm excited that they are on that, on the prime time, so to speak.
Yeah, well, without question. Well, you know, CSU, very good offensive team, very efficient offensively team, not a great rebounding team, but they do some very nice things on the offensive side of the ball. Getting Isaiah Stevens back certainly helps, obviously, the last couple of games, because he really is. I saw that Tad had said about Isaiah Stevens, he's one of the more underrated point guards in the country, and I think he changes things for them. So when he's out there, it's a different basketball team. And but yeah, their offensive numbers are pretty impressive. When I was looking at them today, I was real impressed with what they're doing that side of the ball. Defensively, they're solid, you know. So Colorado's certainly going to have a challenge when the Buffs are on defense tonight.
Yeah, and you mentioned Isaiah Stevens. I think we were all kind of, I was certainly shocked last week when I heard he was going to play against LMU. I thought he was going to be out until like January, but you know, especially with a foot injury, you just wonder those things kind of linger a little bit, but. You know, I joked with Isaiah, I said, you must have Wolverine blood, man, like Russ, you know, so you recovered really quickly.
Wolverine blood, yeah. That's still one of my favorites of all time.
It's so
not
good,
not quite,
man.
Working down at Dove Valley right now, but still, maybe it works in Fort Collins, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it does. I think the Wolverine blood thing is real in Fort Collins, but not so much
Denver. I got to pull that out in the broadcast at some point, something about having Wolverine blood. That's an underrated phrase right there.
Do you think that that's possible tonight, Mark? Because, I mean, I would love that. I'll tweet it out. I'll say
okay.
It.
Okay.
I'll try to catch it.
I will use the phrase Wolverine blood at some point during the broadcast tonight, yes.
Okay, I'm writing that down right now. Can you text me when you're going to do it? Because I want to tweet it out right on time.
I can't plan it that far in advance. Right. I don't know exactly when it's going to happen, but I'll make it happen at some point during the game.
Just don't do it in the pregame, because I can't catch the pregame tonight. We have stuff going on, but I will be tuning in for the whole game. So as long as it's inside the game, then we'll get it out there.
I will do my best. I'll make a note on my book, and I'll do my best to do it in the first half at some point.
This could be fun, Mark. Maybe every week we just kind of throw out these key words, and I don't know, maybe somebody wins a used stapler or something if they hear you say it, and then they tweet it out or something like that.
You know, years ago when I was at Illinois State, one of the guys I did games with, we used to have a contest where we come up with a word, right? And it had to be something kind of ridiculous, something that would not apply to basketball, and I would use it at some point during the ball game, you know, so... You know, it got so silly at one point in time. He's like, okay, I want to hear the word turducken tonight during the game. And they're like, well, how am I going to work that in? I mean, you know, there's no easy way to work turducken into a ball game, for goodness sakes. But we had a game that we used to play all the time when I did Illinois State games. So there'd be every once in a while, there'd be a very strange word that would pop up in the middle of the game.
Well, I'm looking forward to this one tonight, man, for many reasons, but now especially with the Wolverine blood going forward. For the Colorado Buffaloes, though, again, like you said, you know, this is a team that we've seen the best of the best. We've certainly had the head-scratcher moments. Washington, though, the game over the weekend, Washington seems like they're going to be a pretty good team.
No, I think so. You know, I'm pretty close with Mike Hopkins. Remember, when I was at Syracuse, he was an assistant for Jim Boeheim. So I've known Mike for a long, long time and always been very impressed by him. They had a down year a year ago. They've rebounded. That's a good-looking basketball team. They just lost the big man. I mean, I'm totally blanking on his name, the seven-footer from Oregon. They lost him to an ACL, so they've thinned out a little bit. But still, the transfer, the big kid, the other big kid they've got, the transfer from Fresno State, very impressive. I mean, he really is a load in there. And so that's a good-looking basketball team. They're going to win a lot of ball games this year in Washington, no doubt about that.
Yeah.
So that's one of those losses, as I was talking about in reference to the net number. It's on the road, okay? So they're on the road losing a game in a quad. I think that would be a quad two game. And so, you know, it's not a terrible loss from a resume standpoint. And maybe it seems a little bit early to be talking about that. But when you're 4-5, they still have a net number of 71. That's pretty impressive. That doesn't happen unless you played a very good and very road-heavy schedule, which Colorado has.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. What's the number now for Tad Boyle to hit that prestigious record of the most wins thing? I mean, he's got, what, four games?
He's three away from tying Sox Wolves.
Okay.
So Tad's got, I think it's 258. Sox is at 261, so he's three away from tying.
I told him, when I had him on last, Mark, I said I was going to text him after every win and say, you know, six more to go, five more. And he did not like that, so I have not done that.
No, that's not true. You know, I haven't even brought it up to him yet, and I'm not going to, because he hates talking about things that, as great as Tad is, and he'll talk about anything with me, but he really doesn't like talking about things that pertain to him and success, you know, in his realm. And so I haven't even brought it up. I'm going to have to when he ties the record and what that all means and that kind of thing. But up to this point, I haven't said a word about it, and he wouldn't want me to anyway.
I screwed up big time then, Mark, because I think we talked like 30 minutes about it.
But,
and Tad said like three words the whole segment. And I was like, Tad, are you good, man? Everything all right?
I text him about all kinds of, we text back and forth all the time, and I text about, I can give him all kinds of crap about many different things. But that's not one of them. I stay away from that deal.
I learned my lesson the hard way, Mark.
Yep.
All right, my friend. Mark, we're looking forward to this one tonight. Like I said, mute and turn up. Those are the rules. And let's listen to Mark Johnson broadcast his way through some Wolverine blood in this game tonight. Cannot wait.
I'm going to use it. I'll say it.
All right, my man. We'll talk to you soon. Have a good call tonight.
All right, thanks. We'll see you.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. You think he's going to do it? Think he's going to do it? He's going to throw the Wolverine blood thing out there?
I think he can handle it.
Yeah, he's going to do it.
If you can get Turducken into a game, I think you can get Wolverine blood.
That could be a fun thing we could start doing every week when we get Mark on. Have the Hooligans come up with a word that Mark could say in the broadcast. Jerry would do that, too. Jerry Schimmel. Brian wanted me to say tofu on Saturday. I didn't get to it. I forgot about it.
That's a tough word. If you've never experienced tofu, it's hard to use it.
I didn't know how to... Yeah, I didn't know where to go with that.
I don't even
that.
Know what it is.
I don't... But what is tofu? Like, I don't remember... I don't know enough about it to make realistic basketball comparisons to it.
Like, oh, he's playing like a cube of tofu. Yeah. Is that good?
Playing like a cube
good
of
for
tofu.
Some people, I guess.
I remember Tanner was broadcasting a volleyball game one time, and I said, hey, you got to do this for me, okay? And I just randomly came up with something. I said, say, don't give up on me now, Johnny. We're going to be late to the dance. He nailed it. He got it. It was like right on a comeback. I think the Eaton Reds or something were making a comeback in the set, and the crowd's going crazy, and he goes, don't give up on me now, Johnny. We're going to be late to the dance. And I was like, yeah, nailed it. Those are the things I live for. 18 minutes after 1 o'clock, let's take a quick break. The difference between Deion Sanders and Ed Lamb and their messaging to their current players, we'll talk about that next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on The Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Who do you like tonight? CU or CSU? Who do you like?
This is a very interesting game because I have no pull in either one because I'm not a fan of either school. But I can't really say because which version of CSU and CU are going to show up?
Well, CSU's coming off of a loss that they, yes, and I agree with Kevin, they deem that loss a bad loss. And I get where they're coming from with it. Me, on the other hand, no, I know that UNC is a pretty good team. Defensively, they really struggle. But they're good offense. They have some key players. But I get why. The optics, talking about optics today, of that loss are, oh, a 6-2 Mountain West team that went to the big dance last year lost to a Bears team that lost to Colorado Christian. Yeah, that is what it is. That's the truth of it. But they're going to be really upset about that, really focused. Isaiah Stevens has had another week to kind of get back into the full mix here 100%. I doubt he's on a minute restriction tonight because I didn't really feel like he was against UNC last Saturday.
He started against the Bears.
Yeah, he started against LMU too, but he just didn't have as many minutes.
Right.
But he had, like, he finished that game. Like, against LMU, he didn't play in the second half, hardly. So they're going to be really chomping at the bit. The Buffs, though, they have... I mean, that place is going to be rocking tonight. Deion.
As like frustrating as the basketball team is, none of that matters because the crowd and the energy is going to be there.
Deion's going to be there tonight.
I'm sure.
I mean, Mark's like, hey, I don't know, but we can read between the lines. He's going to be there.
It's the perfect time to introduce
ESPN
him to the fan base.
ESPN2, he'll be at there. He'll be talking at halftime, and they're going to broadcast it.
It will be on SportsCenter later this evening.
It absolutely will be. And then the recruits are going to go, oh, look at that guy's
wow,
power.
Look at their basketball attendance. Look at that.
Whoa. Whoa, man.
They got a buffalo? Whoa.
That's how they talk in Boulder. Like, whoa, man.
Whoa. Have you seen Ralphie run, bro?
I'm not making fun of Boulder. I like Boulder. I do. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place there.
It really is.
Yeah. Heck of a good time, too. I always have the munchies after I leave there. But I am really excited about this game. -4.5 or -4 now? What is it now?
I saw -4 on ESPN.
Boy, I do not know. Okay, here's when I, like, my gut, it's my Hall of Fame rule. Say it quickly. CU covers. That's my gut. But
my gut is saying CSU wins.
Really? CSU wins?
Yeah.
In this crazy
they handle the storm. And this comes down to a last-second shot.
Oh, I know.
And we've already seen
there.
The Rams hit a last-second shot to win a game this year.
And see, that I'm the opposite of you. I have dogs in this fight. I like all these teams. I mean, I'm close with CSU. I'm close with, you know, close. It's not like Nico and I are going out for beer. He hasn't got back to me on that one yet. But
you're not texting him like Mark and Tad are. Texting each other all the time.
I text Nico a little bit, but not, yeah, probably not like Mark and Tad. Mark and Tad are like tight. I'm good with Nico. I'm good with him.
He knows who you are.
He knows. Tad knows me, but he also didn't reply to my last text. So he's
keep bugging him with random numbers.
I just did it once. I said 8 more to go right after the interview, and he didn't respond. I was like, not gonna push it. I'm not gonna push it here. Boy, I don't. I honestly, like, now I'm going back. I don't like that pick. I mean, which team are we getting? It's weird because CU, when they played UMass, remember we watched that game here and they were supposed to beat them and they got beat 66-63. And then the very next day, they beat Texas A&M, who was 24th at the time, 103-75. So, and then they lose to Boise State. And they beat Yale. They gave a 15-point lead. Gave a 15-point lead to Arizona State. Lost by one. And lost to Washington. And I do think Washington's going to be good. Washington is good. How bad? Okay, be honest. You're a Bears guy. Are the Bears good?
Yes.
Are they really good?
Not yet.
So a not yet really good team beat CSU. What does that mean in my brain? I'm trying to figure that out. What that means in my brain, Angel?
They're not a great team yet, but they have two guys that are far and away the leaders of that team.
Mysterio says, Angel, how dare you bet against Boyle?
I have nothing against Tad Boyle.
But how dared you?
You asked me my gut feeling. I think CSU wins on a last second shot.
Texture from 970, Buffs by double digits. Book it. Coach Prime said so. What are you smoking, Angel? He could be talking to me, and he's just calling me Angel. Like, it could be like a pet name.
A.
It could be a pet name for me. Like, hey, what are you talking about, Angel? Or is he talking to you?
I think he's talking to me.
Okay, you think so for sure?
What do you think you're talking to? Talking to me?
Well, 970's last text was, I nominate Tanner to be on Naked and Afraid. Everyone would be afraid that Tanner's naked.
Terrifying.
Must be in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm guessing.
Reality show.
Like, why did that come up? How were you guys talking about Naked and Afraid?
Well, it was, what reality show would you want to be on? I said Big Brother because I think I could really strategize to win there.
You say it so confidently.
I've watched that show for a number of years.
I always wanted to be on Survivor.
I think that's what Brian said.
I couldn't eat. Do they have to eat weird stuff sometimes?
I think that's Fear Factor.
Do they ever have to eat any weird stuff, though?
I don't know. I've never watched it.
Because I used to watch it back in the day, and I don't remember if they did or not. Double digits, huh? From the 970. I could see that happening. But I could also see it I could see CSU coming in with Isaiah Stevens Wolverine blood, and they just really get at it. Dixon says, if Prime is in the building, you got to think the Buffs and the crowd show out on national TV.
I'm sure they will, but they're not the ones playing.
No, but that...
You can feed off the energy.
Feed off of that, man.
But it only takes one shot at the end of the game to quiet that entire arena.
Ah! I need help! Text us now. Let us know who's winning tonight. CU or CSU? I'll do that as a side poll question on Twitter. If you guys don't follow me on Twitter, that's mean of you. At Hull Show. Very easy to find. That's it. Just Hull Show. I got rid of the numbers because I couldn't even remember the numbers. So it's just at Hull Show. I'll throw up another poll question right now and we'll have some fun with it. Angel, I am 3-1 in the last four games of my Thursday night specials. Starting to round into form. We've got another one coming up.
2-0 in December?
That's the goal. That's the goal. You know, we're playing hard. We're fighting hard. We're working. We're definitely working hard.
Always.
Getting up early while everybody's asleep and, you know, working, doing things that I need to do that I haven't changed for 11 years. I'm not going to change now because I've done them this way. So I'm just going to keep doing them the same way. And everybody else is the issue if I'm not winning. 31 minutes after the hour. Let's get to the Thursday night special. We got it coming up next. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash. You ready? You ready? There's a lot of crap to watch tonight on Joe. Nuggets, Rocky Mountain Showdown, Prime Video. There's a lot of Prime stuff happening tonight. You know, Prime Video, Prime Time. Going to be at in Boulder, I'm sure of it. And then a Prime matchup. Kinda. For the Nuggets and the Trailblazers.
I think it's a big matchup.
Yeah, it's a pretty big matchup. I'm
good
very
team
scared
to get right.
Of this.
We said get right against the Mavericks and did everything but.
I'm very scared. Anyway, this Thursday night special. We got to go. Raiders, Rams. It's been a distraction kind of day today, hasn't it?
It's almost Friday. So.
It's almost Friday. Christmas is in the air. Is Christmas going to be in the air for the Las Vegas Raiders? The Rams have lost six straight. The Raiders have won three in a row. I mean, okay, so right now it's Raiders minus 6.5. That is the first time it's ever happened. I sneezed on the air. I've never sneezed before.
Wow, good thing you have that button.
Yeah, seriously. This never happened. I sneeze all the time, but never during the show, so it's crazy. Is it going to be Baker Mayfield tonight, or John Wolford, or Bryce Perkins? I don't believe Baker Mayfield's going to see the field tonight. But he could, if this thing gets out of hand. The Raiders are believing again, though. John, how about that? They're 5-7. All they needed to do was play the Broncos to build up some confidence. Josh McDaniels starting to... I mean, if there was any question that Josh McDaniels was going to be gone at the end of the season, it's gone now. Because we already talked about the financials of it. Didn't make sense. Well, now they won five games. They have
a
chance to win six. They might.
Already got a feeling.
Derek Carr and Devontae Adams, man. Josh Jacobs. This is a team on a mission right now. And the Rams are just dead in the water. I mean, they're running into their coach on the sidelines, nearly giving him a concussion. It is not good right now for the Los Angeles Rams. The team went out, beat the Chargers last week, 27-20. The Raiders did. Josh Jacobs, dude. What do you have, like 150 against the Chargers last week? He's been on a tear.
On a contract year, he is going to get his money.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. But Devontae Adams... 8 receptions for almost 200 yards for him last week. He's lighting it up. Him and Derek Carr starting to connect, starting to figure this out. They both stood up for their coach. They did. They were happy that the owner came out, that Mark Davis came out and said, hey, you know what? He's here, essentially. I can't remember what he said, but they were like, hey, we're happy that he did that. Yeah, man, good football players on this team, man. Can the Raiders find a way? Max Crosby is going to go off tonight. Or is this one of those games where it's like, ah, the Raiders have it in front of them. Everything it makes sense. But they drop it to a Rams team that really is running out of things to play for. Josh Jacobs is listed as questionable. Pretty easy today. Raiders -6.5. I like it. Let's go.
Hold on to your butt.
Yeah, we go. Oh, yeah.
What we put our bodies through just to sleep at night. Mm. And for that to be the result. And I wish everybody in that room felt the same way.
Jacobs with running room right up the middle. I believe in you, Derek. You're going to cry for me. I'm going to run and score for you.
To Jacobs.
I believe. You show emotion. It's time to go win a football game. They believe over there in Las Vegas, man. They believe in Las Vegas. Derek Carr gets out there and shows the emotion and lets it all spill out. This team is like, we like that, Derek. We do. We're going to go fight for you. You're gonna show that you bleed in front of everybody. We're going to go bleed for you, man. That's leadership. That's what leadership's all about. They going to make the playoffs? They got to crank that up.
I feel like they are.
Yeah. I'm not a Raiders fan. I'm just, yeah. Devontae Adams, Derek Carr, they do it, man. Josh Jacobs.
It's just, they're one of those teams where you don't give them enough credit, and then at the end of the season, they just sneak in somehow. And that, I think that's attributed to just the players there. It's not, they're not, you know, big superstars outside of Adams, but they're steady, solid players.
Derek Carr just like hangs around.
He's just that guy.
It's like, hey, I'm pretty good, but I'm not great, but I'm pretty good. People like me.
He's good enough to win games.
Good enough. What about a sexy little parlay tonight? Just throw like a dollar on the Raiders to cover, the Nuggets to win, CSU to win. Is that good?
I like that.
A little dollar on it? A little something? I don't know.
You hit all three of those. That'd be...
Worth a dollar. It's my motto in gambling. Is it worth a dollar? Because if it is, I'll go for it. Eastside Chris. Brady, got to go Vegas and CSU. Hanging the flag now. Las Vegas has turned the corner after scrimmage with the Broncos. Dixon. This is what sucks about Thursday Night Football being on Prime Video. You really can't bounce around from channel to channel to watch football Nuggets in college. I know. That sucks. I hate that. Then you have to back out of it, and then you go watch your thing, and then you open Amazon Prime back up, and it's like, do you want to continue watching, or do you want to go back and watch from the beginning, or where, whatever? It's like, I just want to watch it, bro. I'm just recall. Instead, it's got to load, and then, you know, whatever, buffer.
If only we had phones or computers to use.
I don't have Amazon Prime on my computer. This is all for work. No play. And my phone, I'm not watching a football game on my phone, Angel.
Oh, I'll do that all the time.
See, I'm from a different era. You guys have grown up with phones being little miniature TVs in your hand. I'm like, bro, I have this giant monster TV that, like, it feels like I'm in the game. I can't look at this tiny little screen and be satisfied with my life. Now, I'll do it if I'm, like, you know, at the airport or something. I'm stranded. But if I'm at home in my kingdom, man cave, no, the phone goes away.
Oh, I'll have a game on the TV, two more games on the laptop that are split screened, and then another game on my phone. And then I'm also on Twitter at the same time.
Well, that's the thing. You got to tweet.
You got to tweet.
But then you have to minimize.
Then you got to see what other people tweet.
You have to minimize your screen to tweet, don't you? You have to lose whatever you're watching.
Well, I have a wireless mouse, so I can just put my computer on the table. And I'll just sit on the couch with the mouse moving it around.
I also don't like flipping back and forth that much because I'm one of those guys that likes to go, this is the game I'm committed to.
Well, it's like it goes to commercial. So you're like, okay, I'll switch over. and then that game never goes to commercial again, so you can't switch back.
They're like, I don't know what time. I live here now. I don't know what to do. I don't want to leave because something's
going to
happen.
This game's getting good. This game's going to overtime, and they're about to kick a field goal.
There's probably something miraculous happening over on the other channel that I don't even know about yet. And this is where I am. I live here, and if I back out of Amazon Prime, it's going to take 465 hours to get back in.
Would you like to watch it live, or would you like to go back from when you exited?
No, I want to watch it live. I think if I put my phone down and don't look at scores, then maybe I'll go back and watch where I exited. It's too much, man. I just wish it was back on the regular stuff so we could watch football like a regular human being. Not these new agey space aliens. Oh, I have to watch the game on Amazon Prime now. That's what are we talking
about?
Can
I stream this into my Oculus?
Yeah, what are we? Just want to put it on the channel. Put it on NFL Network or whatever. Just want to watch it like a human person. And it's choppy still. I don't know. Mine's choppy.
Yeah, Amazon is. It's just really not like visually. Like appealing, it doesn't stick out to you. Like Sunday Night Football, that
Monday Night Football,
out to
like
Monday
it was
night,
popping,
yeah.
And then I watch this, and it's kind of just choppy. I almost get a headache watching it. It's weird.
It's like homework.
No, Dixon says Nuggets don't start till 8, so that helps. That does help.
And we'll see. CSU is at what, 7?
Yeah.
Okay. Thursday night
6:15. Of the three of those games, which one is like your choice to watch?
CSU, CU.
Me too.
I feel like this is just going to be a very intense game with a very great environment.
Yeah. And it's on ESPN, too.
Prime will be there.
Prime will be there. Don't miss it while you're watching Prime. Okay? 46 minutes after that, let's take a quick break. I want to get to this. Deion Sanders' message to his former, or to the current players, versus Ed Lamb's. We'll talk about that next. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Chris Abshire, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. You are listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Okay, two different coaches, different approaches. Deion Sanders walks into a room with the swag, and he's got his people around him, and they've got Tupac blaring, and it's like, this is how we enter a room, and he tells his players stuff, and then the other guy, Angel, we were walking like right behind him. Ed Lamb was walking up just like a regular guy, walking into the Commons area for his press conference.
Just a really nice suit.
Really nice suit. Very nice suit. But we were walking behind him. We weren't too far behind him. He just walks on in and goes up, shakes people's hands, and gets in, gets set up. And they both said interesting things to their players, too. Now, we all remember now this one's gone viral. Deion Sanders, here's what he had to say to the current Buffalo players.
And when I get here, it's going to be change. So I want y'all to get ready to go ahead and jump in the portal. And do whatever you're going to get. Because
the more
you jump in,
the more room you make. Ed Lamb, on the other hand, tells his current players this.
Our responsibility to protect this team is to develop every single player. Every guy in this room has a potential. No matter how amazing you think you are, I promise you that we will see a higher potential in each one of you. I am not trying to fix this program with the portal. I don't want any of you to jump in the portal. That's why I say I'm right there with you.
Two totally different messages.
And they're both great.
Kind of makes sense for both schools, right? It makes the Buffs are bad, and they're in the Pac-12, and they're expected to be, they're not expected to be, but you thought this whole move to the Pac-12 was going to be years and years of great success. For the Bears, it's always been like, I don't know, like Ernest, we probably won't win a lot, but we like Ernest, and good kids, good grades. And the Ed thing was the big splash. Now you kind of need to stabilize, and that's a stabilizing message. Listen, we want to believe in you guys. Ed Lamb is Vince Vaughn, and Deion Sanders is Ben Stiller in Dodgeball. That is, I'm not saying Deion Sanders is a jerk like that guy at the end. think he cares.
That's
but
his, the approach is different.
That's kind of where it is right now, isn't it?
It's Globo Jim.
It's Globo Jim versus Average Joe's. And I'm not saying Ed Lamb is Average Joe.
I mean, Average Joe's looked pretty good at the end of that
Average
movie.
Joe won the game because his foot was on the line.
The American Dodgeball Association of America.
Chuck Norris. That's such a good one. Is that fair? Like,
I really like that. That's a good comparison.
What are their names? LeFleur. And then what's his name?
White.
White? Nobody makes me bleed my own blood.
Michel.
Nobody. Michel.
Blaze. Laser.
Laser.
Blazer.
Blazer. Like, that's Dion right now with all of his recruits. Laser. Blazer. And then here's Ed Lamb like, hey, I'm just having a Bud Light here and we're going to have fun.
Wrench. You can dodge a ball.
We're going to have fun with our buddies here before this big match. And we'll see what happens out there. We love everybody, though. Pirates, everybody's welcome.
Can we just appreciate we got three solid football coaches now?
Yeah. Like, good resumes, not weird stuff, you know, like not stuff in their closet back in the day or whatever. Just seem like all really good hires that fit the program. I mean, they all three kind of nailed it, right? CU needed some pizzazz, some swag. CSU's got the hard-working gas station coach. So he wears the gas station shirt and, you know, bring him a lunch pail to work. And UNC's got a guy that just seems genuine and cares about the kids, and he's going to show up to do the work. So I think that's going to be good. You know, buckle up. I think we're all in for a lot of fun and a lot of turnaround here for football. But it's basketball time. It's basketball time, and it is a glorious time. CSU, CU. I got the poll going on the Twitter account, at Hull Show. Go vote. Let's see where we end up. It's a big one tonight. Should be a lot of fun. Thursday Night Special is also calling for the Raiders to win and cover. And the Nuggets and Trailblazers should be interesting. We'll be back at it on a Friday to talk about it all on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Good night, Northern Colorado.